there's a very important halakha that should be reviewed regarding minors, kitanim, and the fast of Yom Kippur, to know exactly who fasts and until which time they have to fast. So Acham Avadya discusses this in great length in his Halachot Hazon Avadya on Yamim Nuraim on page Shin Lamed. Basically, the breakdown is as follows. And again, I repeat, he is very strict on this. Children that are under 9 years old, whether they are boys or girls, do not fast and should not fast, even for a few hours, which means the parents should not be strict on these children to fast till 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning. They can eat as they see fit, and they can drink as they see fit, even on the night of Kippur. When they come home from synagogue and they want to eat something, the parents should not stop them. Children under 9 years old are totally absolved from the fast. And again, Acham Avadya says, the parents should be vigilant to make sure that they don't fast, and to make sure that they eat, because Chas v'Shalom can be sakana for these children if they're not hydrated properly or if they do not eat properly. Now, regarding children that are 9 and above, so then already the subject of Ta'anit Sha'ot begins. Meaning, if a normal child, his normal eating schedule is he has breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning, so then already you give him breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning. If he has breakfast at 9, then push him up an hour to 10. Again, we're talking about children that are in normal health. If there's something wrong, even a 9-year-old, of course, would not fast. But if it's normal health, a boy or a girl at 9 years old, so then it is proper that they should fast a little longer than normal. Now, what happens a lot of times is that children come to us to synagogue, and Shahrit, the Musaf, doesn't end till 1, 2 o'clock. And then the children are fasting. This is Sakana. And therefore, Rav Chaim Palachi used to announce before the Sefer Torah, Rabotai, whoever has children, make sure you send them home. Or they used to bring some cake with them, or perot, before the holiday, and leave it in the synagogue, and they would make an announcement, whoever has ketanim, that's fasting, Ta'anit Sha'ot, make sure they go out and eat. Because again, the children's composition is weak. And therefore, by thinking that we're going to be mahmir on them, Chas v'Shalom, it could cause them sakana. Now, when we get to a child that is close to chinuch, close to the age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, that would be a girl at the age of 11, because she becomes bat mitzvah at 12, or a boy at the age of 12, because he becomes bat mitzvah at the age of 13. So a year before, Acham Avadya says, today, since the children are basically weak, and it's difficult for them for the fast, they should only fast until midday. They should only fast till chatzot. Some, they fast the whole day, but Hakam said today, it's enough for them to fast until Chatzot. So technically, the only time that you have to fast, start fasting a full day, is after a girl becomes Bat Mitzvah at 12, or Bar Mitzvah at 13. So let's just recap the gamut over here of Halachot. Number one, less than 9 years old, there's no fasting at all, even for a few hours. They mean even they can eat on the night of Kippur, they can have something, no problem. 9 and above, they should fast Ta'anit Sha'ot, which means they should eat before the holiday and drink before the holiday, at least so they can make it through the night. And then by the morning, already you can feed them breakfast an hour later than normal. And one should be careful to make sure that they do eat. The parents should not be mahmir on their children. And once they reach the age of 11 or 12, respectively, girl, boy, then they can go until Chatzot, until midday. Now, midday is not 12 o'clock. Midday would be according to the Sha'ot Zemaniyot. You have to look at your calendar, depending on when Kippur falls out. And then once you reach the age of adult, that's 13 or 12, boy, girl, so then already you have to fast the entire day.